Gentlemen, gentlemen, lend me your ears. Well, not literally, of course. Now, I've got a couple of news stories here I want to share with you, and I'll put the links down below. Yes, and unfortunately, I think they're true. So let's start with the first one, and this takes place in Thailand. Now, maybe you know or don't know, but I spent 10 years living in Thailand. And it's a lovely place with lovely people. And although the femons are quite slim and fit and quite attractive, they're still femons and have the femon nature. So you see the older gentleman sitting in the chair not looking too happy on the right. Well, you'd think he'd be happy because he won the lottery, which turned out to be about £140,000, which is quite a lot in Thailand. And this guy has been married to a Thai femon for 26 years. And they both decided they were going to give money to the temple and give some money to their family and would have a ceremony before they did that. But the husband noticed somebody at the ceremony he didn't recognize, a man. So he asked his wife of 26 years, and she said it was a family relative. But next thing you know, he's disappeared and so is his wife. They both run off with the money, all of it. The man was her lover. A new one? An old one? Who knows? So you see, guys, you can't trust a femon at all, even after 26 years. Hell, femons don't trust femons, do they? And I do feel sorry for this guy, because now and only now does he realize he was living a lie. And she meant nothing what she said to him at all. But this is femon nature, guys. Learn it well. Because they all are the same. Just at different degrees, that's all. And this is a story we heard about. Generally, you don't hear about them because it puts the femon in a bad light, so they don't run those stories. Moving on to the next story. Now, here's a femon with a teddy bear. Well, a rather large teddy bear. And I believe it costs about £135. But it's called a cuddly toy. And it's for femons that don't have no man, but they want to cuddle at night or something. Now, I'm not sure whether this teddy bear gets a stiffy or not, but most femons nowadays have a dildo or they can use some utensils in the house. But of course, if they weren't so entitled and so goddamn selfish, they may be able to find a man to cuddle and snuggle up to. But men are walking away. And trust me, men, you're doing the right thing. And I don't know, maybe for £135, I'd spend the night with a femon who's not too bad looking to snuggle and cuddle up to. Of course, I'd be about £150, I think. That's probably my weight. And here's the next one that looks reasonably sort of innocent picture. But there's a big grocery store over here called Waitrose. I personally don't shop there because things are too expensive. But they ran a Christmas ad, and there was things in it that people didn't like. You know, people dislike everything nowadays. And it was mainly about the sun and suntan. And it's kind of not making people aware of skin cancer, apparently. Well, that was their excuse. Funny, you see a lot of femon models on the beach in the sun, don't you? Loads of pictures of them. Don't say anything about that. And, of course, this truck driver is a male and he's white as well. Wonder if that could have anything to do with it. But Waitrose made a stupid mistake and bent the knee and apologized. So, unfortunately, Waitrose has gone woke as well. And do these companies think these people will ever stop? Of course not. They're complainers. And I bet a bottom dollar that most of them are femons. So maybe you can watch the ad and think if it's very sort of bad ad. I mean, if you think about it, anything can be bad if you just say it is, or you don't like it. But the way the world is if two people don't like it, then it's gone. Anyway, those are the stories there. Like I say, the links are down below. I mean, I watched the ad and I didn't think it was a great ad. I mean, just for the quality of it, that's all. Nothing else. And now I'm going to get into a little bit of beer drinking, which is wrong for me and wrong for me to say it, because there's cirrhosis of the liver, as you know, and I haven't got it yet, but I'm working on it. Now you take it easy, guys. See you later.